जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास की जय। गौड प्रेमानंदी All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6, entitled Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadeva, we are reading text 33.
Pragayatah Svayidhyani तीर्थपादा प्रियश्रवः आहूत इव मे शीघ्रम् दर्शनं याति चेतसि प्रगायतः स्ववीर्याणि तीर्थपादा श्रियश्च आहूत इव मे शीघ्रम् दर्शनं याति चेतसि प्रगायतः स्ववीर्याणि तीर्थपादा प्रियश्रवः आहूतैव मे शीघ्रम् darshanam yati chetasi.
దర్శనం యాతి చేతసి. మాతాజీ ప్రీతపాద ప్రియ శ్రవ ఆహూత ఇవ మే శీఘ్రం దర్శనం యాతి చేతసి.
విల్ రీడ్ వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ మీనింగ్.
ప్రగాయతః తస్ సింగింగ్ స్వవీర్యం ఓన్ యాక్టివిటీస్ తీర్థపాదః ద లార్డ్ హూస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ are the source of all virtues or holiness. Priyas Shravaha, pleasing to hear. Ahutaha, called for. Iva, just like. Me, to me. Shigram, very soon. Darshanam, sight. Yati appears, chetasi, on the seat of the heart.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Translation. The Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart, as if called for, as soon as I begin to chant His holy activities. Purport. The Absolute Personality of Godhead is not different from His transcendental name, form, pastimes and the sound vibrations thereof. As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in the pure devotional service of hearing, chanting and remembering the name, fame and activities of the Lord, at once he becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself on the mirror of the heart by spiritual television. Therefore, a pure devotee who is related with the Lord in loving transcendental service can experience the presence of the Lord at every moment. It is a natural psychology in every individual case that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. That is a natural instinct. And the Lord, being also an individual personality like others, is not an exception to this psychology, because psychological characteristics visible in the individual souls are but reflection of the same psychology in the Absolute Lord. The only difference is that the Lord is the greatest personality of all and absolute in all his affairs. If, therefore, the Lord is attracted by the pure devotees' chanting of his glories, there is nothing astonishing. Since he is absolute, he can appear himself in the picture of his glorification, the two things being identical. Srila Narada chants the glorification of the Lord not for his personal benefit, but because the glorifications are identical with the Lord. Narada Muni penetrates into the presence of the Lord by the transcendental chanting.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadaru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasavi Gaur Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Welcome all of you to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Just the other day, I read a verse in which we found that the Supreme Lord presented himself in the heart of Narada. He was just a boy then, not yet become Devarshi Narada. So the Lord appeared and instantly disappeared. So increasing his hankering for darshan of the Lord. And now that same boy has become a perfected being, Devarshi Narada. And now he says here in this that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears in the seat of my heart as if called for as soon as I begin to chant his holy activities. So what a transition. So what a progress Narad Muni has made from that stage of being a boy, just 5-year-old boy, desperately looking out for darshan of the Supreme Lord. Now, moment to moment he is getting darshan. So this is the glory of Bhakti Marga. So one may not reach that level in our own lives, but at least we can admire from a distance what great heights certain devotees reach in their progressive march towards spiritual attainments. So, the scriptures glorify the holy name in many different ways.
by emphasizing different aspects. So I'd like to read a few verses just to refresh myself more than all of you. So the very first verse which we come across as soon as we enter into Krishna consciousness ISKCON is Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalav Nasteva 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 Gatiranyatha. This is the very first introduction which probably every one of us received. And we find here that this verse is somewhat authoritative in its nature. Hare Nama Eva, Hare Nama, you know, thrice it is repeated, very, very authoritative way it is repeated. So the holy name is being emphasized as being something which we must take recourse to. And that is the, so to say, the substratum of the Hare Krishna movement, that every living entity should chant this holy name. So therefore, this authoritative verse which says that Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. So this is, we respect this authority. So in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. And then we come across that beautiful verse, which all of us are again familiar. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvat Nama Naminaha. This is again another very beautiful verse which says that the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. Transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is the Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. So the holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna, and Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, bliss, all bliss. So Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows, and it is not material name under any conditions, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. So this is something which is extremely important for us, that we do not have access to the personality of Krishna as Devarshi Narad has, but we certainly have access to the holy name of the Lord. And here is a scripture which tells us that it is non-different from Krishna. So by taking shelter of the holy name, we are in a very fortunate situation where we can really get shelter of Krishna. So since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of being involved with Maya. So Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. So this is the conviction that all of us need to have moment to moment, because when we chant, theoretically we understand what it is, but the very next minute, Maya is so powerful, Devi Esha Gunamai, also creation of Krishna, that we get overwhelmed by it, and we can start thinking, oh, is it really so, is it really true? But then we need to convince ourselves time and again that Krishna and his holy name are non-different. So this is a conviction that we need to have all the time in our Krishna consciousness. We may have spent many years in Krishna consciousness, as I have, but to have that strong conviction is something different, and that we need to have, and that we can have in association of devotees like all of you, exalted devotees like you, that yes, Krishna and his holy name are non-different. So this is something which we need to reassure ourselves. And we find one verse in which Lord Yamaraj, he, so to say, chastises Yamadutas for having made an attempt, you know, to capture, you know, whom? Ajamil. So he tells them, you know, he has chanted the name of Narayan, maybe Antakali, you know, he has chanted. And maybe he did not chant thinking about Lord Narayan, but thought of his child Narayan. But nevertheless, he chanted Narayan, and you have committed the error, you know, of wanting to arrest him. You have been rightly chastised by the Vishnudutas. So the Yamadutas were thinking that our Lord, you know, will take our side and, you know, tell us, no, 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 you are right and, you know, the Vishnudutas are wrong. No, he says, no, the Vishnudutas are right. Because even at the last minute, if you had chanted the holy name, you had no right to, you know, catch him and bring him here. So that way he says. And then in another verse he says, that is in the sixth canto,
etavaneva loke asmin punsa dharma para smrutaha bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama garanadibhi.
So Yamraj instructs his Yamadutas. He says that devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. So this advice he gives to his own dutas. And then Shukdeva Goswami himself in the very first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, gives this instruction.
Etani viramananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam pinumba nirnitam hare namanukirtanam.
So Shukdeva Goswami is instructing Parikshit Maharaj. He says, O king, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including one, those who are free from all material desire, two, those who are desirous of material enjoyment, and three, also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So, all three categories of people benefit from chanting of the holy name. And it is not that it is only meant for materialistic people like us. It is certainly meant for materialistic people like us who can come to a higher platform by the chanting of the holy name. But it is also for those who are already made some progress. It is for them, for everyone. So, three categories. So, Shukdeva Goswami makes it very clear to Parikshit Maharaj. And then we have that beautiful verse by Srila Rupa Goswami. I won't chant the verse. It's a little long, but I'll read the translation of that. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila. He says that verse, Tunde Tandivi, that famous verse, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced when the holy name of Krishna is chanted. It appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. Now, we are talking about those who have reached a very high stage of consciousness by the chanting of the holy name. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. So this way we find that in different ways the holy name of the Lord is glorified by many, many, not only by even stalwart devotees like Shukdeva Goswami himself and Yamraj Mahajan and also Srila Rupa Goswami. So we need have no hesitation whatsoever in our thinking that, you know, this is the way. This is the way. So Srila Prabhupada has given us a method which is foolproof. It is foolproof because it has got the capacity to take us to the highest stage, from a state of ignorance to the highest state. And this is testified by great personalities throughout our scriptures. So now it is described here that we also find that there are our, I remember when I was a young person, that I was very fond of a Marathi song, you know, which was sung by that famous singer, Manik Verma. I know some of you who are familiar, maybe. So her song was, one of her favorite songs was, Amruta Huni God, Naam Tujhe Deva, Naam Tujhe Deva. Amruta Huni God, Naam Tujhe Deva. So even our, this is Namdev's, I think, composition, if I mistake not. It has been sung by her. Very beautiful. Amruta Huni God. So the holy name of the Lord is sweeter than even nectar. Now, this sweetness is something which, at this moment of time, at least speaking for myself, I am nowhere near that, experiencing that sweetness, the nectar-like sweetness of the holy name. But nevertheless, we have the assurance from great personalities like Rupa Goswami and others that there indeed is nectar. So Rupa Goswami says that, I wish I had many thousands of mouths and I wish that I had millions of ears. Now, this means that they have indeed tasted the sweetness of the holy name, which Narad Muni in this verse and some previous verses also is saying that, you know, every time, you know, I even think of him, he soon appears in the, Prabhupada uses the word, television of the heart. So television must have made inroads by that time. So we write television of the heart. So the Lord manifests himself in the heart of devotees. And that must be a beautiful and ecstatic experience. We ourselves, when we chant in congregation here, suddenly we feel that indeed we are not able to see Gopinath in person maybe, but we experience his presence when there is wonderful chanting and dancing going on within this hall. We remember. I know of several people who have joined the movement just by hearing the kirtan. They have come and seen people, you know, dance to the kirtan sung by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, and, you know, people dancing, and they have been inspired to join the movement. So that power is there in the chanting of the holy names. So it is described that as soon as Narad starts singing the glories of Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, immediately he becomes visible for the transcendental Lord. The same transcendental Lord who did not act difficult, but who acted difficult in one sense, to Narad when he was just a boy, so that he could hanker more for him. But now he is appearing just as soon as Narad Muni remembers him. So this is the greatness of Krishna. So Brahma Samhita says, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hrudayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Rupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So he says that Brahma Samhita says, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hrudayeshu Vilokayanti. Sadeva, this word is important, not just transitory, not just a moment. Sadeva, they are always perennially able to get darshan of the Lord in their heart. Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam. So, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Sham Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees now see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with salve of love. So as soon as Narad Muni vibrates the transcendental veena, what happens? Now, I think yesterday's class was supposed to be on, this aspect of veena being presented to Narad Muni by Krishna. So I thought, you know, let me divert a little bit and come to that topic as well. So, what happens when the transcendental veena that has been given to Narad Muni by Krishna, Narad plays on it and starts singing? What is the consequence of that? What is the result of that? This is described beautifully by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a song. Now, I will not sing the entire song because it may take up more time, but I will just sing one or two lines. Narada Muni Bajaye Bina Radhika Ramana Name Nama Amani Udithaya Bhakata Gita Sami. So, in a number of beautiful verses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings what happens when Narada Muni, you know, starts playing on his veena, which has been gifted to him by the Supreme Lord Himself, and he starts singing. What is the result of that? That is described in this Gita. So, when the great soul Narada Muni plays his veena, the holy name Radhika Raman descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. So this is the translation. I'll not read the verses. The second verse says, like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers nectar in their ears. All the devotees, due to great ecstasy, repeatedly dance to their heart's content. So, like a monsoon cloud, you know, showering rains and literally abstracting the heat and turmoil of the earth. Here, see that, like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers nectar on the earth. All the devotees, due to great ecstasy, repeatedly dance to their heart's content. Then he says, all the people of the universe become maddened upon entering the intoxicating shower of nectar. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the seventh Goswami, describing. So we have to take his words very seriously. So then he says, what happens to Lord Shiva? Panchavadana Narade Dhari Premera Saghana. Panchavadana means Lord Shiva. Says Lord Shiva, embracing Narada Muni repeatedly, makes loud screams of ecstatic joy, and Lord Brahma, dancing very ecstatically, says, all of you, kindly chant, Haribol, Haribol. Lord Shiva is in ecstasy. Haribol, Haribol. He is sort of provoking people to chant. So that is his ecstasy. He is so much in ecstasy. He says that Haribol, Haribol, and all the people also say the same. Then it says, Sahasra anana parama suke hari hari baligaya nama prabhave mantrila vishva nama smarna sabepaya. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in great happiness the thousand faced Anantashesh chants hari hari. By the influence of transcendental vibration of the holy name, the whole universe becomes ecstatically maddened, and everyone tastes the mellows of the holy name. Not a single person is excluded. And then in the final verse he says, Shri Krishna nama rasa neskuri purala amar asha Shri Rupa pade yachaye iha bhakati vinoda dasa. Shri Krishna nama rasane Puri, Purala, Amar, Asha, Shri Rupa Pade, Yachaye, Iha, Bhakti Vinoda Dasa. So Bhakti Vinod says that, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, the humble servant of the Lord, says, the holy name of Krishna has fulfilled all my desire by vibrating on everybody's tongue. Bhakti Vinod, therefore, prays at the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, that the chanting of Harinam may continue like this always. So, a very beautiful bhajan. When you have time, you can hear it very nicely sung. So Krishna Katha in the form of his bhajans are very sweet, very nectarian to hear. And then what effect does hearing of Krishna Katha do to us? What does it do in our lives? So this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, in the first canto. Srunvatam svakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana hrudayantasto abhadrani vidunoti surusatam. It says that Srunvatam svakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana. So Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of truthful devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of devotee who has developed the urge to hear the messages which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So this is the reassuring statement which we chant every day practically. And then we also chant Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day we chant this. But it's so full of meaning and can give us conviction again and again. And this is one of the prayers which our Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada chanted when he was aboard Jaladota. And this is one of the prayers. There are others as well, Nashta Prayeshu, Abhadreshu, and other prayers. So, what conviction Prabhupada had, that he was sure that he was entering into a land like the United States of America, which was a Ugra Bhumi, Ugra. There was no spirituality, even remotely available there. But Prabhupada had that conviction that he is going there with Srimad Bhagavatam as his, bhandwal, his investment, and he was convinced that by chanting of these holy names, etc., the people will change, and they did change, isn't it? So, whatever we are now in ISKCON, not because some of us Indians, took the lead and helped Prabhupada to, start ISKCON. No, isn't it? Let us be candid. It's not that we made very serious efforts to, help Srila Prabhupada to start. Yes, some attempts were made in Jhansi, for instance. Some devotees got together and tried to assist Prabhupada to, and Prabhupada almost started ISKCON there. But then suddenly politics played a dirty hand and that desire of Prabhupada was taken away and ISKCON could not be established. Otherwise, he was on the verge of starting it. But then what Prabhupada, disappointed? No. He knew that if this has happened, this has also happened by the will of the Lord. As they say, the Christians say, thy will be done. Krishna's desire is always, paramount. So by the will of the Lord, that dream of Prabhupada to start some movement in Jhansi, where it almost seemed to click, but didn't click. Didn't click. As they say, many a slip between the cup and the lip. So like that, many a slip. So, it didn't happen. But it was all for the better. Because later on when Srila Prabhupada did go to United States of America, and there, with the help of people who knew nothing about spirituality, who were, given to all kinds of, so-called dirty habits, all of them, they helped Prabhupada to establish ISKCON, isn't it? It is they, the American boys and girls, as Prabhupada used to describe them, they were the ones who actually assisted Prabhupada proactively and helped him, to establish ISKCON. And today, we are in ISKCON. I'm sitting here and giving a talk in this hall. Everything is due to some activities that were done by the disciples of Prabhupada in the United States of America, who knew nothing about Vaishnavism. Those who knew nothing about it, and we claim that we knew everything about it, but we did not take to Krishna consciousness, but then there were others who took to it, to Krishna consciousness, and helped Prabhupada very actively to establish ISKCON. So that is the difference. So they were purified by the simple process of chanting of the holy name. And Prabhupada's intensity was such that he was able to influence practically everyone to, you know, to take up the process. And he never worried about what the person was doing and what were his credentials. Just let chant, start chanting the holy name. Start chanting. We read that when he was in 26th Avenue, you know, he was in his sitting in his at his table, and through the window he could see, and he used to tell his disciples, Brahmananda, go and get that boy, you know. He call him for the class. And then he would be told, Prabhupada would be told, but Prabhupada, the person is drunk, you know. He's not in that situation where he can hear a class. And then Prabhupada would tell him, don't worry, bring him. I'm not going to speak to him, I want to speak to his soul. So this is how Prabhupada, you know, reacted to situations which were so-called adverse situations. Wonderfully well, Prabhupada, you know, went through with the assistance of all his American disciples. He started this worldwide movement, because of which now it is widespread in India also. So it is all to the credit of those early disciples who helped Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was in his late, in his 70s and almost reaching 80s. In that state, you know, of age, he was able to go around the world so many times. What power, you know, what power he had. Frail looking man, but such power in his, you know, in his dealings. Especially in his intense desire to start the Krishna conscious movement. That was something great, that is Prabhupada. So, this way we find that the Krishna consciousness movement gathered momentum. And, you know, today we are in a world of ISKCON, which is really helping people all over the world. Those who take to the process seriously, they definitely make progress. So here we read about in this that I want to speak something on this aspect. It is a natural psychology in every individual case that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. That is a natural instinct. And the Lord, being also an individual personality like others, is not an exception to this psychology, because psychological characteristics visible in individual souls are but reflection of the same psychology in the Absolute Lord. So, if you, I would like to speak about this aspect of the purpose, that this statement implies that the Lord likes to hear about His own glories. When we glorify the Lord, two things happen. One is that we get purified internally. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. So, all abhadras disappear is one thing. But in the process, the Lord is also pleased. Why? Because the Lord likes to hear His glories being sung by His devotees. He likes to hear it. So, it's not that, you know, He's averse to hearing His glorification. So, Krishna likes to hear His glorification. So, we find we have this example, of course, one story of which I'd like to have narrated is that is of Valmiki Muni, was Ratnakar in previous life, a most vicious person, so vicious that his tongue could not even pronounce the name Rama. No, such this was his state. But then Narada Muni, being such a versatile and intelligent preacher, he told him, you cannot pronounce Ram? No problem. Start pronouncing, you know, Mara, Mara, Mara. You are more familiar with killing. And so chant Mara, 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 and then it got transformed into Ram. And then we know how from that state of vicious highway robber that he was, he changed into the great Valmiki Muni who wrote the Ramayana. So power of the holy name, singing of the holy name, that transformed him. That was the Valmiki Muni. The pure devotees of the Lord, they so much depend on Krishna that the Krishna has perforce to, you know, reach out to them. Now I recently heard Gaurang Prabhu, he was speaking about one particular pastime of Guru Ayur, you know, Ayyappan, Guru Ayu Appan, they call him. So he is Krishna in Guru Ayur. So he was in that Guru Ayur temple. There was a very wonderful, pure devotee whose name was Punthanam. Now this story was narrated by Gaurang Prabhu. I am trying to reproduce as much as I remember. So this Punthanam was a very pure devotee of Guru Ayur Appan, Guru Ayur Krishna, very pure devotee. So he was not staying very near the Guru Ayur temple. He was quite far away. And something like, Gaurang Prabhu said, something like he used to walk 100 kilometers to be able to reach this Guru Ayur temple. So he would walk the distance, constantly remembering and constantly chanting the Lord's name. And it is described that one day as he was, you know, walking towards the temple, he was suddenly surrounded by a gang of dacoits. Surrounded by a gang of dacoits. The gang of dacoits, what they took away everything that was in his possession, all these bags, etc., they put away. And then at that time, he was carrying, Punthanam was carrying a bag. And in that bag, there was Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Punthanam was not so much bothered that his personal belongings were taken away by the dacoits. But then he thought that next, you know, they might, you know, attack him and take away that Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the stage, you know, we became frantic. And as Gaurang Prabhu described in his beautiful way, so he was crying out for the Lord. Loudly he cried out for the Lord, carried out names of Lord. And as they were approaching him, suddenly, all of a sudden, out of the blue, was the word that Gaurang Prabhu used. Out of the blue, a man came riding on a horse. And he was carrying, you know, all kinds of weapons with him. He came and single-handedly fought with all those people. All of them they ran away. And all the belongings of Punthanam were retrieved by that warrior on horseback. They were all retrieved. And then he gave it to Punthanam and said, "Here are your things." So Punthanam was thinking, who is this personality who has come, you know, just when needed, you know, at a critical time he has appeared and helped me. So thinking like that in the mind. And, you know, he was very grateful. So he was very grateful. So gratitude is a very important aspect of our spiritual life. We have to be grateful for what we have received, isn't it? We have received Krishna consciousness from our spiritual master. And every moment of our life, we should remember with gratitude that we are in Krishna consciousness because of the grace of the spiritual master. So he was grateful and he said that, you know, I must benefit this man. So he was wearing a ring. This Punthanam was wearing a ring. He took out that ring and he gave it to the warrior who was on a horseback. He gave it to him and said that this is, you know, token of my appreciation. He gave it to him. Then the horse rider disappeared and Punthanam walked his way to Guruvayur temple. He was on his way actually. So he reached the temple, and when he went to the temple, that night in the Pujari's dream, Guruvayur Appan, you know, Krishna appeared, and he told him, "Look, tomorrow morning when you open the temple door, you will see me wearing a ring, which has not been put on by you." There's a ring, you see. So that ring, it is your responsibility to hand it over to my pure devotee, Punthanam. When Punthanam comes to the temple, you hand it over to him. So they said, okay, I'll do it. So Punthanam, you know, came next day for darshan. So, and the pujari found it beforehand that as soon as he opened the door of the temple, indeed the Lord was wearing the ring. So he was wonderstruck. And then when Punthanam came, as soon as he came, he took out the ring and he said that here is, you know, an upahara. Here is a gift from Guruvayur Appan to you. And then that ring, Punthanam saw, looks like my own ring, which I gave. But then as a pure devotee, he surrendered. He said, okay, whatever has happened, I don't want to go into the history, you know. Maine ye kiya tha, I have done this. I did this seva on such and such a day, you know. Forget that. He forgot. He forgot that. He was just grateful to the Lord that he received that ring. But then he remembered that I had given this ring to the warrior who saved me from the, you know, dacoits. So that much he remembered with gratitude in his heart. He remembered. So this we find, therefore, that the Lord reaches out to his devotees. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas chintayantoma yejana pariupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahami aham. So the Lord, you know, reached out to his devotee when he was in distress and gave the whatever his stolen possessions he gave back. So we find that similarly the Lord reached out to Draupadi when she was in dire distress, when she was being dishonored and disrobed in public, and she cried out to all the so-called celebrities sitting in the royal on the starting from, you know, Dhritarashtra, the king himself, then to Bhishma Dev, and then Drona, and all great, great personalities. Draupadi, she appealed to her husbands, everyone. But nobody could help her until she cried out for Krishna and Krishna reached out to her. So we find, therefore, that this is a very important principle. So we have to, if you want to reach out to Krishna, you have to call out the names of the Lord in distress. So similarly, we should chant out. Now coming to this aspect that the Lord, you know, likes to hear his own glories being sung. That is what has been reported here in the purport. That he is not averse to hearing his glories being sung by people. In fact, he revels in it. So, a couple of examples I'd like to give. So, in Maharashtra, there was a great poet called Gadi Margulkar. People may have heard. He wrote, you know, Gita Ramayan. Gita Ramayan is a beautiful projection of Valmiki Ramayan itself in the form of songs. Very beautiful. So, in that, the very first song says, Swaye Shri Ram Prabhu Ekati Kushalava Ramayana Gati. Swaye Shri Ram Prabhu Ekati Kushalava Ramayana Gati. So when Kush and Love sang the Ramayana, you know, they sang it in presence of Lord Ram himself. And Lord Ram, you know, was spellbound by hearing his own pastimes, which were sung by Kushalava. So that is how the Lord, you know, gets inspired. So when we sing the glories of the Lord, the Lord hears. That's very important. And then I would like to conclude by a small story I had heard also in the temple in one of the provisions. And this is the story of the Alvars. So when one of the Alvars, he went to, I think, Jagannath Puri or some such place, I don't remember the exact name. So he went to Alvar, it started raining very heavily. Torrential rain happened. So this Alvar was not carrying anything, so he started looking for some shelter. And he saw one room. It was open, you know, it's a very small room, which was open. He opened the door and he went inside. Very tired, he, you know, started, he just rested for a while. As soon as he rested, there was a knock. So he opened the door. Another Alvar, he was present, he came there. He said that, you know, I'm caught in this rain. Can you give me shelter? He said, certainly. Where one person can sleep, two people can certainly, you know, sit. So please come. So the other person came. And when the two of them met, what did they do? They discussed Krishna Katha. They were discussing pastimes of Krishna. That's what devotees do when they meet. Unlike wretches like me, you know, I don't remember discussing Krishna Katha when I meet my friends at times. Though I would have liked to, but this is what happens. But they are discussing Krishna Katha, and when they heard Krishna Katha, they were tremendously, you know, both of them were deeply absorbed. And then third person came. There was a third Alvar. He came and he said that, can I get some shelter because it's raining very heavily outside? Can I come? I said, certainly. Certainly. Where two people can sit, three people can definitely stand. So, come. He came. And then, you know, the Krishna Katha flourished further. You know, they were bent on talking about Krishna. They were inspiring each other by discussing various pastimes of Krishna. And how the time flew, they did not know. And even the rain, you know, virtually stopped pouring. And as three of them are standing, you know, shoulder to shoulder close, they felt the presence of a fourth individual whom they could not see. But he was also hearing. Who was that? The Alvars say it was the Lord Krishna who wanted to hear his pastimes being discussed. So this way we find that, as mentioned here, that the Lord is not averse to hearing his own glorification from the lips of his devotees. So these are a few things which I thought I would share with you today. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any tikka tippani, we can make it. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki jai. Lord Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram Ram.